like it, Mama, I said. A fine place like a castle, built from stone.
Tell her about them palms.
Palm trees in pots, Mama, and velvet sofas like in a city hotel.
And don't call her Mama,
he said.
Don't you see how she's dressed?
He'd got the dress from a widow man who was giving away his dead wife's carpet bag and clothes, the petticoats, silk underthings, the skirts, the satin bodice and jacket with bell sleeves, a net for her hair with a pearl comb fastener. Our neighbor had pulled Mama's dark locks up in bundle braids, like the page from Goaty's Ladies magazine we kept nailed on the wall.
You know what to call her,
he said.
Don't fail in it.
You said call her Miss Janet, though it is not her name.
It is her name now. Her old name won't do her good. She's a quality woman alone in the world. Call her by her name.
I will, just in a minute, catching my breath. But I put my hand on hers. She was clasping her knees so hard I could feel her shake. I was out of breath from carrying the babbies to the neighbor women. One of them would take the boy because he was walking and talking, and the boy twin if she got both boys. The other woman would take the girl twin, so that was a separate trip, pulling the drag with the bags of flour and salt. I guessed we were going to be gone some days, driving over to Weston. Papa had packed a grip and had him a bedroll. I had my leather bag of fancy dress buttons folded up under my woolsey jacket. I was wearing my trousers, as like I was going to feed the chickens. Papa, who's going to feed the chickens while we're gone and find the eggs?
That neighbor woman,
he said,
that took the girl twin.
Mama never named the babbies. We only called them so, the babbies, and she nursed all three. The twins weren't but 12 weeks. I had marked the weeks, a line through every Sunday since February 1st. It was that eve we brought them, Papa and me, and he cut the cords with a hot knife. No one else came to help. Not even Dervla, our neighbor granny a ridge above. Papa forbade her near us. Mama made noise, sounds, and words. I was hopeful she would talk normal after, like she did before Papa came, way before, it seemed. But she only made those sounds and lay abed since. I would bring the new ones to her from the drawers I lined with blankets. She'd so much milk, hard as stones, and pushing her clothes away until I just left the babbies in the bed to suckle. The older one was walking by then, but he crowded in and took his turn. The road was shade and sun and shade and sun. Early spring, a chill edging the tallest pines.
Talk to her,
Papa said.
Like I told you.
There's a clock tower that keeps the time for the town, I told her. And a great lawn with a fish pond, paths and flower beds. We had the cow then, and I gave her milk with egg beaten in. Now and again she said a word clear as anything. Bell, she said, or goose. A game like rock, scissors, paper. Or did she want a bell? I gave her a jingle bell from a harness in the shed, but she only laid it aside. There was no goose. I had all I could do to change the nappies, soak and wash and hang them, flags from a line on the porch.
Her name,
he said. Miss Janet, you will like to walk on the paths. Quality ladies are there. Everyone their own room, Papa says. Like a hotel. Resting, no more chores, fresh breads and butter. Got their own bakery and dairy and buy food fresh from the farmers. Corn, tomatoes, meats. Mama had not done chores, not for the longest time. She turned her head as we rode along, tilting her face slow to one side, then to the other. The ear bobs I found in her jacket pocket had little tassels that matched the bodice of the dress, and she could feel the gold threads touch the line of her jaw. The way she held her shoulders squared and stayed so still but to stand and move where you led her made her look proud, as though not concerned her. It was that gave him the idea, surely, and the widow man throwing out the clothes, and the cow going down. The cow was on her knees, and I'd no time to walk up the ridge to Dervla to fetch one of her root or...